Liz Cushler, named after, it's an Irish name, Pulse of My Heart, Cushler.
Yes, apparently it means my darling.
And apparently meaning my darling. What a beautiful name, Cushler. Tēnā koe. Hey, sis.
Morning about from the Waihere Eternals on Rector Tikaraka.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, look, you can give us some first-hand feedback then. What about that community certainly took a hammering with Gabrielle and now gets a repeat dose, eh?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, Dale, it was so good to have been there with Christopher Pins last weekend to see the preparedness of the community. They've established their own emergency response sites, but so sad that they've had to put their plan into action so soon.
Well, absolutely. You know, we've got wonderful examples of communities coming together. Doesn't matter what colour your skin is, when, you know, Tawhiri Mātea rains down on you, everyone's literally in the same boat. What would you say of the resilience, again, it's been shown by a community like Te Karaka? And what stands out for you in the way people's come together under times of duress?
Yeah, something that stood out for me during our visits, Dale, was the fact that nobody we visited who are still severely impacted by Gabriel, their marae, their houses, etc., nobody whined. You know, this is a forward-looking, we're a forward-looking people, and they know that they can live in confidence that they'll look after each other. So, you know, you said it doesn't matter the colour of your skin, doesn't matter the colour of your party. I've been keeping in touch with the Minister, Mark Mitchell, because at the end of the day, the most important thing here is the people. And I'm glad that the Minister's coming on the ground so he can see this reality and hopefully reprioritise the money into the infrastructure here on the East Coast. You know, it may not be a, these may not be considered roads of national significance, but these are lifelines for our communities. And where's the value of people? And this region does contribute largely to the economy of New Zealand. So I hope there will be some reprioritisation of Pūtea after this visit.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the hope. But the infrastructural investment that you speak of is significant. It obviously will be millions, some might even say billions of dollars needed to mitigate the threats posed environmentally and by weather patterns. And they seem to be becoming more extreme. Do you think that is the case? Are we still witnessing, as some would suggest, the reality of climate change and global warming?
Well, that's it, Adele. That's what we're hearing, that this is the new normal, that these events, we're going to continue to experience them. And one of the things I was actually hoping we'd be able to do when we did our inter-parliamentary visit was to visit places like Darwin, who... Cyclones are just a matter of fact for them now. So how is it that they are able to just move forward and not have be as impacted as we are here in Aotearoa? And obviously, yeah, infrastructure is a big one. And I can respect that the investment will have to be huge. But then, you know, we keep giving money to fill potholes, etc. Hey, $100,000 probably just for the potholes on my driveway, Dale, if you live rurally.
I understand what you're saying. I was going to raise the pothole thing. I mean, this needs long-term planning and infrastructure. And as many have been saying, too, you know, those who are in low-lying land might have to consider moving. I mean, it's a huge decision and a costly decision to be forced to make. But that might be the reality of it. Do you think our marae need to be on higher ground, Cushler?
I know of some marae who are proactively setting those plans in place. Oumahu being an obvious one, you know, probably one of the most famous marae coming out off the back of the cyclone. They are looking at going back to one of their original power sites. I know of a marae on the East Coast considering it. Those, I mean, again, financially, as you know, Dale, those are long-term plans, but sad reality. And that's one thing that the people of Te Karaka, who were able to, have been so appreciative of the Labor government for the fact that by lifting their houses, they were able to stay on their whenua. But as you're saying, that may not be an option for everybody. But in the meantime, it's going to be good just to get back out to the whānau and see how they are. And then this afternoon, I'll head over to Wairoa.
So what do you actually do? I mean, it's comforting to know that the local MP's turned up, But it's not as though you've, you know, got your steel caps on, a shovel at the ready, and a wheelbarrow in front of you. So what can you do to help, Kushla?
I have actually got my gumboots on ready to go
now. Okay,
but anyway, you raise a good point about what can we do in opposition. And the thing is to make sure we hold the government to account. We know firsthand actually what's going on the ground. And therefore, when we hear promises, we can say that's not what the community need, or, hey, you said you were going to do this. Why isn't it happening? And it's quite amazing, Dale, the comfort people have. Like when we went to Takitimu Marae last week in Wairua, just showing up, they said, look, we know, but, you know, when you are back in government, and that's the other thing, it's preparing for when we are back in government and do hold the purse strings. We already know what the priorities, well, I know what the priorities in my rohe are. And I just want to go back to the roading thing, Dale. It's not all massive money, actually, because when we went to the investiture, we were actually driven by Kat Kaiwai, who's just received a King Service Medal, and she owns Tairawhiti Contractors, to, you know, give us a kind of tour of the roads, basically, for Chris. And she said some of it's actually not massive money, but it's just about moving, like making a transmission gully, as an example, to bypass Kōpua Rua Road, which is our major issue on one of our major issues on State Highway 35. So it's just about knowing the landscape so you can better spend the money.
Well, that makes a hell of a lot of sense. You know, I was just talking with Rahina Huata from Radio Kākāngunu, and she was saying that in Wairua, the floods have returned. Emotionally, speak to that for a moment. The impact of having just cleaned up from Gabrielle, literally, got the silt and sludge from under your whare and got that taken away, and then to wake up this morning and find that your house is submerged or parts of it again, must be just incredibly heartbreaking, yeah.
And that's it, and that's the opportunity this government have, is to restore some hope for the people of Wairua. The hardest thing about Wairua in particular, Dale, is they've been flooded in a new zone. So, you know, whereas a lot of the places, it's your typicals, like, for example, the road between Gisborne and Tolaga, we know that's a problem area. But now, Wairua they've got a new problem area. So, you know, they need some massive injection into flood protection.
Well, I hope that's forthcoming. Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero with us today, Kushla, and obviously all the best to you and those you're trying to help out. It's been a sad week up on the coast and in your electorate. It's certainly the loss of these three fishermen, many, including myself, heavy-hearted. We were hoping that they would be returned to their whānau, but even though they were not in the way that many were hoping for, haho whakaro, sis.
Oh, absolutely, Tal, yes. You know, there's a heavy mood here on the East Coast, and my heart goes out to the whānau affected. Like you, we all, you know, knowing that they were experienced fishermen, we hoped that they would have survived. But in my briefing with the mayor yesterday, I heard from Search and Rescue that the waves were two stories high. So, the Search and Rescue people are gutted as well. But obviously, my heart goes out to all the families who are affected at this time.
Tēnā koe, Kushla. Thanks very much. All the best with the mahi today and, of course, for Matariki weekend.
I'll pick up a shovel just for you, Dale.
Okay, I wish I was here to help out. Says this pen-pushing broadcaster. Anyway, good on you. Thanks, Kushla. Kushla Tangaere Manuel.